Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Dalet, and let's get into, again, every daf here is so jam-packed with so many different possibilities to talk about. So we'll talk about a sugya that the Rishonim here talk about on the top of the daf, and that is the Gemara talks about when a tragedy strikes, when the father of the chassan or the mother of the kala dies, after all the wedding preparations are made, right at the time of the chuppah, what do you do? What do you do? Pito afui tivcho tavuach yeno mazug umeis aviv shal chassan or imeshal kala. What do we do? Machlisan azameis lacheda, we do not do the burial right away, but because there's this the issue of the financial loss of all of the wedding preparations, and you're not going to be able to do it again, plus the preparations for the kala, we put the mace into a room, we go through with the chuppah, u'bal bilas mitzvah, u'parish, that they have the first bia, and then we do the burial, Rashi adds in, v'yikbru es hamace miyad, and but because the bia went first, Rashi, Tekima the Chal of Chasuna, since the wedding took place, Havi Lagabe Karegel. So therefore, it is like a regel for him. Velo Asya Avelus, Vachaila, and therefore Avelus can't be come and Chal. Veno Shivas Mea Mishta, and first you have Shivas Mea Mishta, and only after that you have Shivas Mea Avelus. One topic that we're not going to talk about, and that is how is the bee allowed? How is the bee allowed in a state of Aninus? Aninus, at least some of Aninus is Daraisa, regarding Achilas Kachim, Meister Sheni, but there is also Dinim Zerabanan regarding Aninus. So how do we allow Aninus, how do we allow Bia at a time of Aninus? So that is one discussion that we're not going to have. But what we're going to have is the other part regarding Avelus. Regarding Avelus. And that is, there is, as we know, a Bezer Machlokas Rishonim, Avelus, what level of mitzvah is Avelus? Is it totally drabanan? Is it totally daraisa, or is part of it daraisa and part of it drabanan? That's the three shitas in the Rishonim. If you look in the Gaonim are quoted in the Rishonim here, and the shita of the Rif and Maseches Brachos on Daf Tes and the Daf Arif, and the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says both in Sefer HaMitzvahs on the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, and also at the beginning of Hilchas Avel, that the first day of Avelus is daraisa. That's the Rambam, the Rif, and the Gaonim. Mitzvah Asela Hisabal Ala Krovim, says the Rambam, is a mitzvah daraisa to mourn Krovim, Shene Amar. Also a discussion, what the makar for Avelus is. Here, the beginning of Hilchas Avel, the Rambam quotes the pasuk from Shmini, of Shene Amar, V'yachalti Chatas Hayom, Ayita Beini Hashem, right, when Aaron HaKohen replies to Moshe about what happened on that with the Seer Rosh Chodesh. V'yin Avelus Ben HaTorah El B'yantav Rishon Bilvan. But Avelus daraisa is only one day. But it says Chatas Hayom, Shu Yom Amisav Yom HaKfura, and the Rambam adds, and it's only if death and burial both happened on the same halachic day. Aval Shar Hashiva Eino Dintar, but all the rest of Shiva is not the Araisa. That is one shita of the Rishonim. Aval Shar Hashiva Eino Dintar, Aval Bi, and the Rambam adds, we'll get to that soon, but that is the shita of the Rambam. If you look in the Radvaz, here quotes from the Gemara in Zvachim, Adav Kuf Aleph, Amar Lo Aaron, Vatikreno Si Keila, Vachaldi Chatas Hayom, Ayita Bei Hashem, Vavud Vein today, Shemalo Shamate, El Bakachi Shah, Di Bakachi Doros, Kalachomim Meiser, Miyad Vaishma Moshe Vita Beinav, Umikan, Loban Rabbeinu Shah, He Mitzvahs Aseisho Torah, Kivash and Nitches Achilas HaKarbanos Bishvila. Since Achilas Karbanos is pushed off, it must not just be a heter, but a chiv and a mitzvah. Shah Achilas HaKarbanos, Gam He Mitzvahs Aseisho Torah. That's also a mitzvah daraisa, as he quotes the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos in the beginning of Perek Yud. And the Radvaz continues, Vein Avelus Ben HaTorah, Das Rabbeinu Kedas HaGaonim. Sheir Avelus Ben HaTorah, V'u Yom HaMisu V'Kfura, Tebein Antarti. You need both. V'hach Yimash Pashi the Sugya, the Perek Tvul Yom, Deika Avelus Ben HaTorah, V'kroksiv V'achrisa Kiyom Mar. That is the Shita of the Gaonim and the Rambam and others. If you look in the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam and Rabbeinu Yonah there in Brachas, and the Russian Brachas and many other Rishonim quote, and Balei HaTosfos quote, that all Avelus is Darabanan. Only Aninus is Daraisa regarding Achilas Kachim, but Avelus is Darabanan. Some say, the Rif and the Rush both quote, that some Gonim say that it's all Daraisa based on a Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Based on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. And that is, so the Rush quotes that in Maseches Brachas, And here in Maseches Ksuvis, the Rosh discusses this in Simen Hey. In Simen Hey, he quotes, Baal halachas gadolas, bishemes lo meis biyadav achra noig wa avelim shu avelis yom rishon da araisa. Right, that's, he quotes the shita of the Rambam. Okay, I'm not sure if he quotes the other shita that he quotes in Brachas. Okay, no, so we'll read the Rosh Be'ez Hashem in a minute. But that is the other shita that is all daraisa. So there are three shitas, whether it's all darabana, whether it's all daraisa, or first day is darabana, first day is daraisa. One topic that is not fully ours today, we're going to deal with a different question, but the question that the Rambam asks on himself. And the question that the raya that this last shita brings, and that is, it says in Parshas Vayechi, that Yaakov Avinu set Shiva for the brothers set Shiva for their father Yaakov for 7 days. So how can you say it's not Doraisa 7 days? It's in the Torah. The Torah says that the brothers set Shiva for their father. So how isn't that a problem of, isn't that a proof to Shiva being all 7 days? So the Rabbi himself asked this question on himself. The Torah was given and a halacha was removed. A line from the Gemara in Shabbos, in Perek of Elazar Demila. And therefore, somehow that line means that we don't learn from before Matan Torah. Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. That is the language of the Gemara and the Rambam. And then the Rambam adds, Moshe Rabbeinu tike in lehem liYisrael shivas yimei avelus v'shivas yimei hamishnah. Hashem, we'll get back to that. The language of the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, Gimel Hey, is ein lemeidim mikodem Matan Torah. The Yerushalmi seems to ask this question too, and he uses that lashon. Tosfos in Moed Katan on Daf Chaf also notes that this whole idea based on the Yerushalmi is of the story of the brothers is very different, because after all they said Shiva before the Kvura. Remember, they were sitting Shiva v'yaslo evil Shivas Yavim in Mitzrayim, and he wasn't even buried until they got back to Eretz Canaan. So it's a totally different idea then that might be part behind the Yerushalmi. Does some assume that the Rambam is just quoting the Yerushalmi in different words, right? Ein lemeid demikodem matan Torah, nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha, both the same idea, right? That's the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan and the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Not all Rishonim agree. The Evan Ha'azel in Hilchas Avel, Hey Beis, discusses that these two Yesodos might not be the same. Might not be the same. Not going to focus on that now. But let's talk about what we are going to focus on. And the question that the Rishonim ask on our Gemara. What's the case in our Gemara again? The tragedy strikes at the wedding. The father of the chassan dies, the mother of the kala. So what do? We do the wedding, and then we do the burial, and then we have Sheva Brachas, and then we have Shiva. The question the Rishonim ask is, if, according to the Rambam, especially according to the Rambam, the day of Gaonim, that it's all Daraisa, that's very, very Das Yachid, and therefore the Rishonim don't even ask on it. But according to the Rambam and the Gaonim, that the first day is Daraisa, so how is it that we could have all of the days of Sheva Brachas before we have all the days of Shiva? Shouldn't we at least have one day of Avelos before the Sheva Brachas? Because after all, Sheva Brachas is Darabanan, right? That's the Rambam says. Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun leil Yisrael, Shivas Yimei Avelos, v'Shivas Yimei Mishnah. But the first day, according to the Rambam, is Daraisa. So why don't we have the first day? And the raya that they bring, the parallel that they bring, is if somebody dies on Yontif Sheni, the last day, Achron Shal Yontif, and the Goran Beitza talks about how burial could take place on Yontif Sheni, like they used to do. They don't do that really anymore. But if the burial took place, and it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura, then that's Daraisa, so then Shiva starts that day. Shiva starts that day. Why? Because Yantav Sheni is Durabana, and Avelus is Daraisa, and Avelus, the first day Avelus, beats Shiva. And therefore, ask all the Rishonim, so how here could we say that it's not, there is no day of Avelus that is no hate. I'll read it from the Rush. Kasha, Mikan Kasha, Lamasha Kasava, Alachas Gadolos, Bishamais, Lomais, Beyondav Achron, Shinoig Bo Avelos, Bishumda Avelos, Yom Rishon Daraisa, Beyondav Sheini Durabanan, Yasi Asi Daraisa, Vadachi Asi Durabanan, Diladivre Hem, Asi Durabanan, Diladivre Hem, Hakanami, Nog Avelos, Beyom Rishon, the Shivasi Beyam Mishdeh, Durabananame. So at least on the first day of Shavuot Brachas, right, you should have a parallel, you should just have that day. Ve'rachti b'davar b'brachas v'perak ha'yakore. The Rosh says, I talked more about this in Maseches Brachas. We're not going to look at that right now. But either way, how do you answer this question? We'll have five ideas to answer this question. Number one, The Rabban says, right here, the Rabban has this question and says, ve'efshar, maybe we delay. Maybe we delay the burial until the day after, till the next halachic day. Says the Rabban, again, he asks this question, v'tamiyali, says the Ramban, im meis oso yom v'kavru oso hopiyom shemeis bo havele yom misu kvura to mitzvah asim in haTorah v'kach eskimu hagaonim v'kivat shekein heichi asi simchas yimei mishteh v'drabana v'dachilei v'efshar shein kovar noso ela l'machra. So maybe you wait a day, you wait to bury until the next halachic day, and therefore all avelos is drabanan, and therefore it is not a problem. Isn't there an isser of halanas hameis, of delaying the burial? That's what the Rishonim ask. V'im tomar, ika halana sameis, to asei v'lo sasei. Lo salen nivaso, ki kavar tikbarenu, at the psukim say later on in Dvarim, havilei, so what's the answer? Havilei kemalino lechvodo. It must be this is part of kavan hameis. You're allowed to delay for kavan hameis, so therefore, you have more people to be at the levaya, or whatever it is, you're allowed to. So this is kemalino lechvodo, lo havilei arm v'tachrichin. If you want to bring a coffin, you want to bring other tachrichin, umakonenos shemutar. Right, so therefore, it is, maybe that's, lichvodo. V'kasha adavar la'omro. Says the Rabbah, I don't like this. Shemeis b'doch yimei mishta shi'alinu oso l'machar. I find it hard to understand that if he dies during Shivas yimei mishta, that, you will delay. So I don't like that idea. But again, that's one possibility, that we delay to have the children not have to break up their chuppah and their sheva brachas. So that itself is considered a kavan hameis. Number one. Number two, again, what is the another day that we could mention? The Ramban and the Ritva both here talk about. We're going to skip the next one for a moment. We'll come back to it. Says the Ritva, V'od, de'im kain, hayano, shayni, v'avu yishara ga'onim, korvei sebedav sheni, no'ag mo'avelis, even though that, as we said before, the parallel to yadav sheni, shayni ha'chashuz van simcha. Ve'ein avel b'makom simcha. You can't have shivas yimei avelus and sheva brachas at the same time. They just don't go with each other, right? There's no way to put them together. If you look in the language of the Ritva quotes this, and the Ritva says, let me just find the line in the Ritva. Yesh hikshalav. He quotes this question, and then the Ritva says, v'su dahasam. Right? If you do, what are you going to do for Avelus and Yatav Sheni? Is it such a stira? If you do a little Avelus on Yatav Sheni, it's not Mischalal so much. Aval hacha ain't simcha v'makam Avelus. They're kind of like, what is Sheva Brach instead of being happy? And if you have Avelus, then you're just going to ruin the whole thing. You're going to ruin the whole thing. There's no way to be nohag v2. Ain't ava b'makam simcha. Number one. That's number two. So either delay, or it's easier to have avelus coinciding with Yantav Sheni. It doesn't affect it as much versus, I guess Yantav Sheni have so many other nihukim. They have Yantav Sheni, have Simchas Yantav, while avelus wouldn't. We're going to get a little deeper into that about Hashem soon. But the next line is an important lumdish line, both of them. Visu says, now I have the Ritva open, but it's really the Ramban. Tahasam avilahu yimei avelus ritzufin. Avalacha, if you keep Avelus on Yantav Sheni, that's day one, and then they have the next 6 days is Avelus. Avalacha, what are we suggesting? You know, Avelus Hayom, Shumin HaTorah, Lo Yinog Lamachar, Shumin Dirabanan, Vimyashlam Avelus, Olacha, Yimei Amishte, Lo Havilu Yimei Avelus, Ritzufin, De'ein Avelus Ba'al Limikuta'in, Vize Nachon Ve'iker. That is the real answer, says the Ritva. Shivas Yimei Avelus have to be consecutive. You can't have one day of Avelus and then Sheva Brachas and then 6 days of Avelus. That doesn't work. The Avelus have to be 7 consecutive days. And that's the right shot. The Lokid Every Mafarshim Sheikh Kovanas Alamachar. He doesn't like that first idea that was mentioned in the Ramban. Why do the 7 days have to be consecutive? And the Ramban again also mentions this. I'll just read his Lashon. V'yim Kain. So what's so crucial? So this could connect to Rav Soloveitchik's idea about Avelus. Avelus isn't just a number of actions that have to be fulfilled. Right? He asked this based on the question of how is it right, today's daf actually spoke about a little bit of avelos bi chag, right? The Gemara says avish amr in avelos b'moed avol dvarim shel tzina noheg. That is a discussion of the Rishon, and what does that mean? But if you look at the Rambam, for example, the Rambam sounds like you can have any avelos on Yantif. The question is, why not? Why can't you do avelos on Yantif also? You'll sit on a low floor, we won't wash, we'll sit there with a ripped shirt, and we'll eat meat, and we'll drink wine, and we'll go through the halachas of Yantif. And the answer of Soloveitchik says is that avelos and Yantif are both not just actions that we need to do, but they are actions that are supposed to bring to a kiyum shebelev, a feeling, a certain realization and recognition of the heart. And therefore, the two are opposite of each other. And it can't be that halacha demands these two opposites. That's why it has to be. Well, even if somebody said Shiva for 5 minutes before Yantif, it stops it breaks it. Because the halacha can't demand the opposites. Simchas Yantif is not just a feeling of eating and drinking, but a feeling of internal happiness and closeness to Hashem. Avelus is the opposite. It's a feeling of Dayon HaEmes, of recognition of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was Hester Panim in this family, right? And that's the opposite. And explains Rav Soloveitchik, and we're explaining based on his idea, you need 7 consecutive days in order to help bring that. It's not just a bunch of days here and there, but you need the Rutsufim in order to bring that recognition and realization, and that's the Svara behind the Ramban and the Ritva. That quote here, that idea, you can't break it up. So again, number one, maybe you delay the burial till the next day so it's all Rabbanan. Number two, the Ritva expands on this a little more than the Ramban, but Ein Ovel B'Makam Simcha. Right, there's the simcha of Sheva Brachas is even more impossible to coincide with the Avelos as compared to Yantav Sheni. Number three, you need them Ritzufim. You need them Ritzufim. Number four, the Rush here says, the Rush knocks out, has two opposite days. Well, maybe even the first day of Sheva Brachas is Daraisa. He has that suggestion. Vermeira Levi Zal Kasav, the Yom Echad Shal Simchas Kasav Avidaraisa, Tichsiv, Biyom Chasunaso, Ubiyom Simchas Libo, and Shira Shirim, Alma Simchas Libo, Biyom Rishon, Yeshlo Smachbana Torah. And others say it's other psukim. But anyway, that's the Ramah quotes that maybe even the first day. The Pnei Yeshua discusses this. Is this really true based on that day? Maybe all Sheva Brachos should be Daraisa based on Malei Shavuazos. That's the Pnei Yeshua adding on to this rush. Why just one day, right? And that's taken seriously by the poskim that makar as the quotes of this Raman. That's in the Chavar Kasha. Hamashma the Kuli shows he had Mishnah Daraisa. Dechsim Malei Shavuazos. V'dashidim minei de'in ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. V'dashidim nami b'perakama dechagiga v'samakta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. De'in ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. U'mashma the drasha gemura. It's a drasha gemura based on the pesukim by Lavan. Maybe it's just saying that that's the derech to be besimcha, avo chiyuva u mitzvah leka. But there's still an idea of ema arvin simcha besimcha. But then he says, I don't think so, because the Gemara seems to take this literally. If you look at the first parak of Moed Katan, and that's Zayin Abayz, Maisi Ashaz Braisa, uvil yom heira osbo, the days that you look at Saras, yesh yom she'iata ro'eh, and yesh yom, some days you look at the neck of Saras, others you don't. Mikan amru chasam shenola lo neka nostin lo zayin yimei amishta. Sheva rachas, you don't look at Saras, that's a dinda raisa, that the coin doesn't look at your Saras spots, for a week. And that's learned out from Malei Shavuazos. You see, it's very serious that this limud is taken. But he says, "Milashta kalaposke mashpa debidra banan inu v'tikshi luhach de'enro nega v'lodaitit tzarachi and liyashev." Says the Pnei Yeshua, as he sometimes does, he leaves all the poskim but tzarachi. He doesn't say I'm arguing, but he says just misvara. I don't understand it. I don't understand why he's not daraisa. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Ches seems to take that. Daf Zayin seems to take that very seriously. Okay, so that's another possibility. Maybe even the first day of Sheva Brachas. And the Pnei Yeshua says maybe even all the days of Sheva Brachas are Daraisa. Then he says, V'yesha omrim de lo ala dasa go momar, davilas yom rishon avi Daraisa. Maybe even the Rishonim that say the first day is Daraisa don't really mean it. De lo ashkechon shum avilas min ha-Torah el aninus. Le'isr k'pakachim b'vayser sheni. El dasa go lefisha avilas yesh bo remez. V'yachrisa biyomar, V'yomtav achron einu ela minog. Maybe just knock it down. It's not a din of avilus daraisa and yomtav sheni derabanan, but avilus derabanan with a remez ben haTorah, and yomtav achron is only a minog avaseinu biyandeinu. So maybe it's even less. So that's another two opposite ways that the Rush tries to answer. Maybe even the first day of Sheva Brachos is daraisa. Maybe even the first day of Avelos is not really daraisa, right? Knocking out from those Rishonim. Okay, so we have a number of ideas, and now we get to the last one, the Ramban and the Ritva. Both quote. Maybe this is an example of Yesh Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, Yesh Koach Ben Chachamim Lach Davar Min HaTorah. B'sheva al taseh. That's what the Rishonim say. This is an example. The Rabbanan are telling you, I'm allowed to be ochre a mitzvah daraisa. Avelos is a mitzvah daraisa. And they're being ochre that to allow this sorich. B'sheva al taseh. Right? That's the language. Hemidu b'chachamim devrei b'sheva al taseh. Masha'ekein hasam. B'yantav sheni. Shubsvig the Rabbanan asking me, right? Yantav sheni is different. This is Akira's davar b'sheva al taseh. And the question the Achronim ask on this pshat is, is this Sheva al Taseh? Most Yehugim of Avelos are Isurim. You're not allowed to wash, you're not allowed to sit on a chair, right? Then not allowed to have Tashvish Hamita. So fulfilling, like not doing Avelos and doing Simchas Chasen Vakala. So that's called Sheva al Taseh. That sounds like Kumbaseh. You'd allow them to do certain things. You'd allow them to wash. You'd allow them to wear shoes, right? Isn't that Kumbaseh? Why is that called Sheva al Taseh? So the Ran is the only one. The Ritva and the Ramban don't add this. The Ran adds in, and this is why you should. He has the limit. He says, and therefore all of the Sheva al Taseh elements should be done. Ulefizeh. This is the Ran on Aleph and Beis. Ein Roish Elazadi B'Varam Shel Simcha. You shouldn't do positive Dvaram Shel Simcha. Koloso Ayom Elosh Eino Chayav Lasos Ma'isa Shel Avelos. Hayru Sheva al Taseh. He explicates it. If it's based on the Sheva al Taseh, she should only not do, right, the Sheva al Taseh items. You're not chayav to do the Maisa of Avelus, but you shouldn't do Dvarim Shel Simcha, because that would be Kumbaseh. But the other Rishonim don't mention this, that line, the Ramban and the Ritva. They don't mention it. So Rabbi Chanan in the second volume of Kovetz Shiurim, but also he has one line in the Kovetz Sa'aris, Samach Tez Zayin. It's one line, but it's expanded upon by the Divrei Yecheskel and Siman Yud Zayin, and the same idea is mentioned by the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha in Hilchas Avelos, and that is, even though Avelos has Isurim, but all of the Isurim of Avelos really flow from the Kiyum of Avelos. And therefore, if I'm an Avel and somebody's an Avel, and they wash during Avelos, and they put on shoes during Avelos, that's not a violation of an Isur. It is in a more limited way, but the global idea is that that's a violation of the kiyum of Avelos. When an Avel washes, when an Avel puts on shoes, the chulu. That's one line. I'll read you the one line in Rabbi Chanan, in Samach Tez Zayin, in Kovetz Sa'aris. And he quotes this question of the Rishonim. Ech yeh mutter b'kum v'aseh, b'dvarim sha'avel aser v'hen, v'yeh shlomar, kivan sha'akru chachamim mitzvahs Avelos, v'meilo leke yisura. Once the Rabbanan say that Avelos is out because whatever it is, Sheva Brachos overrides Avelos because that's what wins, as we just spoke about, then all the Isurim flow from the mitzvah. And guess what? An Onen is Pater for mitzvos. An Onen is Pater for mitzvos. And therefore, actually, I'm jumping ahead. We'll get that in a second. But first he says, because they're Oker, Bemele Leka Isura. And the Emek Bracha says the same idea, but he just adds on to answer another question. Why aren't all Isuri Avelos no way during Aninus? Right, Aninus, there's an Achilas Kachim, but on a Daraisa level, there seems to be an Oni in terms of eating meat and drink and the washing and other certain halachas, discussion in the Rishonim, but certain halachas are mutter. The Rambam says, Nilchas Avel, Kozman Shalom Nikbar Abeis, Eino Aser B'Dvarim and Advarim Sha'avel Aser Bohen. Or B'nei Tamzer, Rachatz David, V'Sach K'Shem Eis Ayel, Atalam Shenikbar, Dar himself washed. But what do you mean? Why aren't Minhagi Avelos and Halachas Avelos apply then? So explains the Emek Bracha. All Isuri Avelos really flow from the Kiyum and the Mitzvah of Avelos. And an Onin is Pater from Mitzvah. So then once an Onin is Pater from all Mitzvahs, he's Pater from Avelos. And Memela, he's Pater from all. So that's why all the Isurim are really just part of the Kiyum. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll have to stop here.